I have so been looking forward to this next segment. You have no idea. For a couple weeks, actually.
Right?
Terry Anderson, President and CEO, CHI St. Francis Inn for our Friday chat. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
And I know you're telling me, too, because Brianna and I were just talking about a false spring.
Right.
And her best advice, and I go along with this, is just get out and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
You know, I know you're already.
Yep. I got on my spring clothes today. High watered pants and no socks in my shoes. I left the flip flops at home, though.
Okay.
But
so,
I got the open back shoes.
Supposed to be nice into next week. Are you going to be rocking the shorts, too?
I probably will.
Okay.
You know, we might have to crack out a few professional dresses for work. But
there you go. Cardiac rehab week is what we're in to talk about. And I have a tiny, small connection to this. But I'm going to let you explain it and then introduce our guest, who I'm crazy excited to talk to here.
Well, I'm very delighted that I have Unje with me today. She is spearheads the cardiac rehab. Unje started that probably, what, 2-3 years ago? And she has like almost tripled the amount of people that come to her cardiac rehab session.
She's that good.
She's very enthusiastic. She's like, I think people just, it's the love that she gives to that program that just, it just shines.
Without a doubt. And she owns it, which I love. And I go out there, I work out there in, with a lot of your cardiac rehab people. And I just watch the care that they get from people like Unje and everybody in that department. And I'm going, wow. I mean, talk about well taken care of. And it's kind of like a family thing. Everybody kind of knows each other. Everybody's very social. But,
And, you know, and Unje, you know, when cardiac rehab came out, there was phases. And one of the phases is, you know, like usually we just don't continue with. And she's adamant. She's like, nope, we're going to get them in that. Then we're going to get them to the wellness program. I'm going to get them water jugs and they're going to be well hydrated. So she takes good care of her people.
Without a doubt.
Right.
And cardiac rehab week is next week.
Yes.
And Unje, step up to the mic, young lady. Good morning.
Hi, Bill. Good to see you again.
So good to see you, young lady. And again, congrats with all the great work you do out there.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, let's talk about this next week, February 9th through the 13th, Cardiac Rehab Week. And boy, I tell you what, when you talk celebrating recovery, that is what you do out there. Celebrating the patients who show up, the patients that stay committed, and take care of their hearts long-term, right?
Yes, that's right. Cardiac Rehab Week. So we're going to celebrate every year. We're going to celebrate for over a week. So every day we play games. We share healthy snacks and take pictures. And with the game, I prepare the grand prize too. So it will be very fun week.
I messed you up here. I messed up our rotation here. So you have been on before, okay? Tell Unje, explain this. What is different about cardiac rehab that people might not be thinking about?
Yeah, so many people think cardiac rehab is just exercise, but it's so much more. It's supervised exercise and education and emotional support. People often come in scared. However, after the program, they leave feeling confident again.
Well, again, I'm going to put in a plug for you and your staff. That's because they know they're in good hands. So who should be thinking about cardiac rehab, Unje?
Well, anyone who has had a heart attack, stent, bypass, surgery, valve replacement and heart failure should ask about cardiac rehab. Age does matter. We meet people where they are.
Right. And you do serve all ages out there. What is one of the biggest concerns, Unje, that patients have when they start?
I believe it's fear. People are often afraid to move after heart events, they're scared. But cardiac rehab gives them a safe place to rebuild the trust in their body.
I can see that. People kind of thinking that have been through that, kind of thinking they're ticking time bombs. Hey, tell us about some new services that you added recently.
Well, actually, we expanded our program. We hired one more staff. Her name is Rovi. She's wonderful. Work hard, great addition to our cardiac rehab. Patients love her.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a lovely lady. And also, we used to be open only Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but now we open 5 days a week, which give patients much more flexibility. We also added a new balance and strengthening class to support overall fitness and safety.
Unjay, okay, now you just mentioned that. Let's break this down to balance and strength. Why is that so important for heart patients?
Well, Bill, strength and balance helps people stay active and independent. Balance training helps prevent falls, improve confidence, and support everyday movement, all of which support heart health.
Right. It all goes into that. Now you've got a lot of great patients out there, a lot of people in your care. Can you share a patient story with us, Unjay?
I have a lot of patient stories to tell, but it will take for all day here, but you're not going to like that. We have to stay here. So I will just pick a couple of them.
Do that.
One of my phase 3 patients, he's been coming about a year. When I first met him, he was just able to walk only 5 minutes. But now he walks 30 minutes straight, no break. And also, we recently celebrated a patient who has been coming phase 3 program for 11 years.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And second longest is staying cardiac rehab phase 3 is 9 years. That's not because they are sick. It's because cardiac rehab become part of their healthy lifestyle.
Right. How does that make you feel, seeing these success stories coming in, Unjay?
I just so proud of them. I just like to see them more longer and healthier, prolong the healthy life.
Well, without a doubt. And talk about celebrating long-term participation, Unjay.
Well, that's one of my favorite things we do right now, celebrating phase 3 patients who continue to be in the program. It really shows that heart health is lifelong commitment. We made a small gift for them. It's a jar, small jar, and the name is 10 Reasons We Are Proud of You Jar.
I love it.
So it's a really individualized message in them. I'm just so excited to give it to them.
And again, I watch you work, and I'm just amazed by the work that you and your staff do. So when patients are, when patients get through with this, what's the feedback? What do patients usually say after being in the program?
Most say they feel stronger, more confident, and feel less afraid. They feel like themselves again. And family notice their improvement as well.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. Okay, final messages. We kind of wrap things up. Final message for listeners, Cardiac Rehab Week next week. What do you got for us, Unjay?
Well, if you and someone you love has heart disease, cardiac rehab can be truly change lives. Talk to your provider or reach out to your local cardiac rehab program. It's never too late to start.
All right. And again, congratulations on the great work that you and your staff do out there. And just being so professional with everything. Terry?
What a gem, right?
What a gem, without a doubt, yeah.
I know. You know, and it's great to see her enthusiasm. You know, she's thinking about pulmonary rehab. She's thinking about diabetes education, stress tests. I mean, the energy, she's just constantly thinking. But, Bill, to see the traffic coming through that hallway, going to whether it's therapy, cardiac rehab, but, yeah.
Or just working out.
Just working out. I go down there to visit.
I know, and it's a great place. It is so communal in there. And like I say, Unjay owns it, the staff owns it, and you're just in really good hands when you walk through the door out
and
there.
And I don't have to worry about anything back there. She is a gem.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What do you got for us next week?
You know, I don't know, Bill. Maybe I'll bring by Big Stone in the therapy department. You know, they've got some ideas. We're going to get pediatrics up and running. And
okay.
I think Chris wanted to come out and do a little bit of shout out, so I might do that.
Sounds good. Yeah. Looking forward to it. Great
Thanks.
Way to wrap up the week.
You have a great weekend.
You have a better weekend. There
Thank
you go.
You.
All right. 9:30 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got a cloudy sky going, 21 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Federal lawmakers are demanding answers from the National FFA Organization about its partnership with the Syngenta Group. The officials are concerned about the Communist Party-controlled agribusiness, as well as the organization's push for DEI initiatives. The inquiry is being led by the House Ways and Means Committee and the Congressional FFA Caucus, which say the organization's relationship with the Syngenta Group raises concerns about foreign influence and whether the FFA is operating in line with its stated mission as a tax-exempt nonprofit. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith and FFA Caucus Co-Chair Tracy Mann sent a letter to Scott Stump, CEO of the National FFA Organization, demanding documents and answers related to the partnership. On Thursday's Farm Talk, we visited with Endon Director Daryl Richeson about weather.
When I was up in Devil's Lake, I was visiting with Jason Hansen and some of the folks up there, and we all know that they ended up with a very wet fall. But Jason was telling me it's critical, actually, that they don't want any rain like this spring. Like, if there's any rain of any consequence, they're afraid. Just